Welcome to Talking Toonies, where average people talk about average money concepts with the hopes of creating a not-so-average financial future for you, the listener. Let's get started. You have set up a tax-free savings and a registered retirement savings plan, the investment baskets, and now you need to know what to put in these baskets, the eggs, as I like to say. These are the investments. And there are so many things to invest in. Let's try and sort out which eggs, which investments, are best for your situation. Talking Toonies is sponsored by Sunrise Credit Union, a financial institute in southwestern Manitoba, owned by the people it serves. Awesome people helping awesome people achieve their financial goals. Investing is when you put money into something that has the potential to grow and be worth more. The common understood investment would be a stock. This is owning a tiny fraction of a company which people say is publicly owned. In the simplest way, you own shares and these shares have a price. Let's say you buy a share of Talking Toonies for 10 bucks. If things go well and more people want the stock because, I don't know, we've expanded, we're selling merchandise, we're doing something really great, the price of that share will go up and the shares you have now will be worth more. That one share might go up 10% and is now worth $11. You could sell that share and you just made a dollar or a 10% return. Now imagine this was a real company and you have put thousands and thousands of dollars into it. Oh yeah, it could also sort of go the other way for a lot of different reasons. It could be worth $8, $4, and possibly $0. And just to make things a little bit more confusing, political events, world events, a bunch of people on a chat group wanting to buy or sell the same shares, a lot of things move shares of companies higher and lower. Markets, that's basically the fancy word for all the stocks put together, go up and down. They came crashing down in 2000, 2008, and the COVID crash in 2020. But over time, over your lifetime, the stock market goes up. I believe if you have over 10 years or so, I believe investing will create real wealth for you. In 2021, the US stock market and the Canadian stock market returned over 20% annually. Do I know what will happen in 2023 and beyond? No. And anyone who tells you they know what's going to happen is lying to you or trying to sell something to you. When looking at your investments or when talking to a financial advisor, the most important term is the rate of return. That is, what percent did your investments make over the year? Your investment return could range from 1 to 2% to actually hundreds of percent, or it could fall 30, 40, 80%. It really all depends. Different investments come with different levels of risks. There are so many places to invest your money. Here's a quick rundown of the common investments. And let's not get too deep in the mud here. Let's keep things basic. Cash. Well, cash isn't really an investment at all. It will not go down in value, but the problem is inflation. If you hold too much cash, that cash amount will allow you to buy less and less as the years go on. A lot of people in Canada do hold cash in their tax-free savings. This isn't the best idea because of inflation. We want to reduce your amount of cash in your tax-free savings and your registered retirement savings plan. And here are some alternatives to cash. Number one, a bond. You are basically lending money to a company or government for a set period of time, and they pay you interest. The interest, however, is usually a lower amount. This investment does fluctuate, but historically, bonds can return you anywhere from 1 to 4% a year. A steady stream of money with less risk than stocks. A safer investment considered somewhat a fixed income investment. Another safer investment is a GIC. A guaranteed investment certificate. You deposit the money into one and you earn a small percentage over a certain period of time. The amount you put in will always be there, so you will never lose your principal. But the GIC may only return you a percent or two depending on the term or the length of the guaranteed investment certificate. This again is a safer investment considered a fixed income investment. Then we have stocks. Again, a stock is a small piece of a company that you own. These shares can go up and down in price depending on the demand for them. Do people want them? How is the business going? And a bunch of other crazy stuff that does move shares higher or lower. Owning stocks is considered an equity investment because now you own some equity in that company. A popular investment in Canada are mutual funds. Mutual funds are funds that are made up of thousands of stocks. They can also be made up of a bunch of bonds or both bonds and stocks together. Mutual funds do have share prices that go up and down in value. They are managed by someone who is buying and selling stocks within this fund. So it comes with a cost. It usually costs an investor around 2% to own mutual funds. This is a 2% management fee. The positives of mutual funds are they're diversified, meaning you own a little bit of a lot of stocks, which means you don't own one stock, you own thousands of stocks. Also, there are no trading fees, which means it doesn't cost you any money to buy or sell mutual fund shares. An investment that's been gaining popularity recently are exchange-traded funds, also known as ETFs. They are very similar to mutual funds. They have hundreds of stocks and or bonds in one fund. Similar to a mutual fund, but they're very, very cheap to own because no one is picking the stocks within the fund. ETFs just hold all the shares of a particular region or industry. For example, the entire S&P 500 US stock market, this is basically 500 of the biggest companies in the States, can be bought with one ETF. A popular one is VSP. Or you can buy the entire Canadian stock market, or you can buy entire industries, such as banking industries or cannabis industries. Positives, you own a lot of stocks, so you are diversified, and it's really, really cheap. I mean a fraction of a percent to hold these. Negatives, well, sometimes you're charged almost $10 to buy or sell an ETF. So be careful if you're only investing a few hundred dollars, being charged $10 each time will really, really affect your return. And many financial institutes don't offer ETFs to their customers. They stick with the mutual funds. Now, what should you own? What eggs should be in your basket? Depends on a few things. Number one, your age. The younger you are, the more aggressive you should be with your investments, meaning you should hold more equities than fixed incomes. Things like ETFs, mutual funds, and stocks. The older you get, you should start adding more fixed income investments, such as bonds and GICs. There is a calculation that some experts use in regards to what percent of your portfolio should be in equities and what percent should be in fixed income slash cash, and it's the whole 120 minus your age. So let's say you're 30 years old. Well, 120 minus 30 equals 90% should be in equities and 10% should be in fixed income or cash. Now, if you're in your 60s and enjoying retirement, then, 120 minus 60 would lead you to a smaller percentage of your portfolio being in equities and a larger percentage moving towards the fixed income. Number two is sort of personal. It's your risk tolerant level. Are you comfortable watching your investments go down? Can you sleep okay if your investments are down 30%? Are you able to sit on your hands and not sell anything when things are falling, which happens regularly throughout a lifetime of an investor? Do you have the mentality to know that markets go up and down and things will be okay over time? If you're okay with things, then you can take the risks. If you are nervous about what I just talked about, then having a higher percentage of fixed incomes might be the best investment bet for you. If people have tracked their money, budgeted, saved for the unexpected, paid off high interest debts, you have some money set aside for those yearly large expenses like birthdays or insurances, you've opened up a tax-free savings and a registered retirement savings plan, but all this investment talk just freaks you out, no problem. Seek guidance through a financial advisor. The positives are they'll manage your money. Chances are you'll be on a plan where your money automatically comes out of your account and into an investment basket. They will buy or purchase the certain eggs to put in that basket. They can guide you through how much should be aggressive and how much should be safer. The negatives, well, this is someone managing your money, so it'll cost you. Roughly about 2% a year is usually the going rate because most financial advisors use mutual funds. You pay for their service, which is okay, but it can chip away at your returns. If you decide to go with a financial advisor and you're meeting with them, I have a few suggestions. Number one, feel comfortable asking questions. I believe a part of being a financial advisor is teaching people, so feel comfortable asking any question. Ask what everything costs. The MER is the management expense ratio and also the account fee. Add these up to see what you'll be paying your institute yearly. I am also a believer that every investment should be done with a dividend attached to it. A dividend means you'll get a little bit of money, usually every 3 months or quarterly, for holding the investment. The companies within the mutual fund or the ETF, they make profits and they share a tiny, tiny bit with you. It's their way of saying thanks. Dividends can come in stocks, ETFs, mutual funds. Our friends at Sunrise Credit Union have a wealth management team member who can guide you through all these financial investment decisions. If you decide to go it alone and use a self-directed platform, well, this is where you make all the decisions, the buying, the selling, the research that comes with it. Do you need to know absolutely everything about investing in stock markets to do it alone? I don't think so. The main reason people invest on their own is usually because it's a much cheaper fee than going with a financial advisor. And this can really add up over 20, 30 years of investing. The negatives, though, are the whole human nature thing. We don't want to get into buying and selling and trading and selling and buying more. We don't want to chase hot stocks. This can really make a mess of your investment returns. If you're going it alone, I suggest holding ETFs and buying on a regular basis. One technique my wife uses, she buys an ETF portfolio. These are when you buy one fund that is a portfolio of different ETFs within it. My wife likes this method because she only holds one thing in her tax-free savings and within her RRSP. It's a Vanguard Growth ETF portfolio. If you want to look it up, the ticker symbol is VGRO. If you're doing it alone, look it up and see what you think. It is basically one fund and you have a bunch of ETFs inside it. So she can hold the US market, the Canadian market, a little bit of the world, and a little bit of bonds. This costs her a fraction of a percent to do. So your homework for this month, get those RRSPs and those tax-free savings open. Seek some guidance if you want. Study, learn, research, continue to listen to us, listen to other podcasts, learn. Then do it. I suggest holding the whole market, ideally through an ETF or a mutual fund. If you're at an institute and they only offer mutual fund, okay, you'll pay 2% of your money to them, but chances are it'll give you a no-hassle approach with some guidance. Then don't really tinker with things. The majority of your portfolio should be in entire markets, ETFs, or entire market mutual funds. Buy and hold these investments. Don't get emotional. Do this for 20, 30 years, then start taking large chunks of money out. When you have a tax-free savings and an RRSP, and through the years you are funding these baskets by putting good investments in it, those are the eggs, your financial future will be changed forever. When your money is growing, and then that money is growing, and then that money is growing, you will be hooked on consistently investing. Thank you for listening again. Please subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and tune in next time as we continue to take real steps to improve your financial future. If you have a topic idea you want covered or a question you want simply answered, email us at talkingtoonies@gmail.com. You can also reach us on Facebook and Instagram. Until next time. Talking Toonies is for educational purposes only. Thank you for tuning in.